This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on the Taliban on Friday to immediately halt their military offensive and negotiate in good faith for the sake of Afghanistan and its people. Guterres told reporters on Friday, "The message from the international community to those on the warpath must be clear. Seizing power through military force is a losing proposition." He added, "That can only lead to prolonged civil war or the complete isolation of Afghanistan." The UN chief said the country is spinning out of control. The Taliban have seized about half of Afghanistan's 34 provincial capitals and have their sights on the national capital, Kabul. The United Nations says more than 1,000 civilians have been killed or injured in the past month in attacks, especially in Helmand, Kandahar, and Herat provinces. Nearly 250,000 others have been displaced by the fighting. Earlier Friday, a spokesperson for Guterres said the United Nations has no plans to leave the country despite the rapidly deteriorating security situation. The United Nations has about 3,000 national staff and 300 international staff working in the country. Another 420 international staff have been working remotely outside the country due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The U.S. Treasury Department said Friday it was imposing sanctions on two Cuban Ministry of Interior officials and a military unit over the government's crackdown on protesters last month. Cuba's foreign minister tweeted a statement rejecting the sanctions, calling them opportunistic measures. In July, the United States put sanctions on the Cuban police force and two of its leaders. More on that story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A mudslide triggered by torrential rain in Nagasaki Prefecture in southwestern Japan killed at least one person, while two others are still missing. The mudslide hit two houses with four people in the city of Onsen, where one was presumed dead, another was rescued, and two others missing, according to the Fire and Disaster Management Agency. The Japan Meteorological Agency called on residents to follow government orders and evacuate as soon as possible. Japan has broadened its highest risk alerts to include more than 1 million people, as one area in Nagasaki recorded nearly 500 millimeters of rain in 48 hours. As of Saturday morning, that's considerably more than the average for the month of August, and the forecast calls for more rain. The agency also issued heavy rain and mudslide warnings in parts of Kyushu Island in the south of the country and in Hiroshima in the west, which have experienced record amounts of rainfall this week. Zambia's Electoral Commission is calling on candidates to be patient as election workers tally results in 10 provinces from Thursday's general election. Observers reported a massive turnout at polling stations across the country, including the capital, Lusaka. Zambia election officials promise they will announce the results within 72 hours after the last citizen voted late Thursday night. Zambians voted to choose a new president, parliament, and local representatives. Analysts say the general election is a test for the country, considered as one of Africa's pillars of democracy. President Edgar Lungu faces his fiercest competition from a familiar challenger, Hakainde Hichilema, one of 15 opposition candidates. Analysts predicted a tight race to determine the country's political future. A second round could result if no candidate receives more than 50% of the ballots cast. Clashes between supporters of the ruling party and those supporting the opposition left two people dead in Lusaka earlier this month. The death toll from Turkey's flash floods soared to 38 on Friday, as President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visited one of the hardest-hit cities to lead a prayer for the victims and pledge government help. The devastation across Turkey's northern Black Sea regions comes just as the country was getting over hundreds of wildfires that killed 8 people and destroyed forests in the south. Turkey's Black Sea coast is dotted with villages built along valleys that frequently experience heavy flooding in the summer months. But some longtime residents of the region said this year's flooding was the worst they could recall. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.